growth of 6.7% in the first, second and third quarters has most observers now suggesting the Chinese government stands poised to meet its full-year growth target of between 6.5% to 7%. The analysis, which is released alongside the new figures from the National Bureau of Statistics, emphasizes this as well. The NBS says China's growth has been maintained through the third quarter as a result of expanded aggregate demand, supply-side structural reforms, and new economic drivers. Official data shows some of the third quarter growth has been boosted by revenue increase from some sectors the government has identified as suffering from overcapacity, such as steel and coal. Sheng Laiyun, spokesperson with the Stats Bureau, says this will likely be a temporary phenomenon as central authorities continue to push ahead structural reforms.
地方也反映，是吧？有些企业也有这个。
Certain regions have been reporting that some firms have had the impulse to return to large-scale production. In saying that, there are a few things I want to emphasize. The first being that overall structural reforms in China is the central government's determined overall policy as part of the new normal.
The new normal is a term used to mark the switch from high-volume, low-value production to more stable, high-value production. The NBS says a stronger third-quarter performance in the high-tech and equipment manufacturing sectors has helped industrial output expand 6% in the first three quarters. Another area of growth has been in real estate. Investment growth in the sector rose to 5.8% through the first three quarters, a slight increase from the 5.4% over the first 8 months. Numerous cities in China moving to restrict home sales, leading to concerns that growth will take a hit. But Sheng Laiyun says their analysis is suggesting that the restrictions are beginning to bear fruit.
Based on the situation in the almost half a month that's passed since October, because we haven't got all the data yet, based on a portion of the data, you can say that the adjustment and control policies have borne initial fruit in some of the hottest cities, mainly the first tier and a few second tier ones. The property prices have experienced a narrow decline.
Beyond industry and real estate, many have been looking at the Chinese government's new focus for economic growth, namely service and high-tech sectors. Yao Jingyuan, economic specialist with the State Council, says both these sectors appear to be stable.
The service sector has been performing better, and the expansion of the sector has helped to drive up and stabilize employment to a large extent, while also helped to improve people's livelihood. The high-tech industry has also contributed to the steady growth of the economy. Industries like new energy vehicles, artificial intelligence, aerospace and e-commerce have all become new drivers for growth.
The National Bureau of Statistics has said there are a number of uncertain factors both inside and outside China which could hamper economic growth. But many believe the latest figures should be a much-needed shot in the arm to bolster confidence amid the continued economic pressure. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.